You might have noticed that mentions of allergies are more common today than they were a few years back. That's because allergies are more common today than they were 20 years ago. According to US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, food allergies went up 18% from 1997 to 2007. But allergies have mostly increased in Western countries, and it's mostly the richer part of the people that seems to have been affected. There are many theories to why this is and why people develop more allergies now than before. One of them is that the increased intake of sugar, animal fats, and calorie-dense food is to blame. The National Academy of Science compared the gut bacteria from 15 children in Florence, Italy, with the gut bacteria of 14 children in a rural African village in Burkina Faso. They found that the Italian children had less biodiversity in the organisms found in the gut, and that the decrease in richness of gut bacteria may have something to do with the rise of allergies in industrialized countries. Western sanitation measures and vaccines may have controlled infectious diseases, but they decreased exposure to a variety of bacteria that may have opened the door to other sicknesses, such as allergies. Although this study only looked at a small number of children, the findings support a widespread notion of the hygiene hypothesis. The idea that cases of allergies are increasing in number and severity because children grow up in environments that are simply too clean. Another theory is that children need to get exposed to common allergens such as nuts and shellfish from a much earlier age to avoid developing allergies. Some doctors have been recommending waiting until the age of 2 or 3, but some immunologists suggest giving kids nuts at a very early age. A study in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology compared peanut allergies among Jewish children living in Israel and the ones in the United Kingdom. Peanut allergies were more common among the children in the UK than in Israel. This was associated with the fact that 69% of the Israeli children received peanuts by the age of 9 months, compared to the 10% of the infants in the UK. But these experiments are really hard to monitor, because other factors might have increased the high allergy percentages in the UK. Since most research show the Western world as the main target for allergies, there might also be a substantial amount of unrecorded allergies in developing countries, simply because the number of people who can afford to check their allergies at a doctor is fairly low. Many might not even have the ability to go to a doctor at all. The amount of allergies have definitely increased, although the reason is not entirely clear. Allergies is already one of the most common sicknesses, but people seem to be getting more sensitive to different types of food. In the future, we might be allergic to things that no one is allergic to at the moment.
You just heard Christopher talk about how allergies have become more common here on Radio UPF. How can we connect this to social groups and class?
Well, it's not that hard actually, because you can see that the non-lactose foods and such is really much more expensive than the normal food. So it's maybe not the poorest families, they can't really afford it.
So we could also place that on certain categories in our little Pierre Bourdieu chart.
It's definitely in the pricey range, because it's a lot more expensive than the normal products. And it's
also becoming, I mean, for people who are not allergic, it's also becoming like trendy to buy, for example, almond milk or non-usual.
Yeah, well, you really want to Yeah, because it's just different. You don't want to go with the norm. It's just basically the same, but for different reasons. UPF, tiden, in time.